up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen, back for another hour of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here on the radio or the interwebs or wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. We're glad to have you along with. And I got a stack of great old-time records to play on the show today, like we do every week, of course. You probably figure that out by now. Or, well, face it, you probably wouldn't be listening. So, I got in the studio today, and I sat down to do the show, and I was like, what are these records? Oh, those are the records I played last week. I didn't put them away. I'm getting to be a little bit of a slob. I did finally put away... No, I didn't. I was going to say, I did finally put away the Christmas records, but I didn't. I gathered them together in a nice pile the other day, and then I moved them into another stack, but they're not back in the shelf where they belong. See what happens? I just need to, like, skip a show one week and spend the hour cleaning the place up is what I should do. But that would not be any fun at all. So I say just roll the darn songs, huh? How about Eddie Lash and his star concertina? Here's the Just Because Polka. Fine concertina-ing, don't you think? Eddie Lash and his star concertina here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, that's a cooking little tune, I'm telling you. I don't know what's going on in the Oompa Hour today. This is another one of those very spontaneous weeks. First of all, I have lost three albums that I had pulled out last week that I was going to use this week, and I don't know where I put them. They're probably in with the Christmas records. So, we're not going to get to that. But I know last week I did play, what did I play? I played Sauerkraut, the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band. And I played them doing the Poet Peasant Overture, which is not really an old-time song. But, I mean, face it, it was an Oompa band. But we're gonna pull them out again and get a polka going from the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band here a little bit in the show. So stand by for that coming up. I managed not to lose that that record since last week. But I have Johnny Pecan up next. Now, it says here, this is Johnny Pecan with the Johnny Pecan Ensemble, with vocal by Nettie Pecan in the ensemble. That's a lot of pecan in one song. Here's I Wanna Be Your Darlin'.
Wondering where to start. I only wish I could make you see how much you mean to me. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling because I love you so.
We carved our name on the apple tree and said, sweethearts, we'd always be. As time went by and the more we grew, the more I cared for you. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling, because I love you so.
I feel like singing when I'm with you. In all the world, no one else will do. I need your touch and your sunny smile to make my life worthwhile. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling because I love you so. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling because I love you so. Because I love you so.
Johnny Pecan and his orchestra there. Nettie Pecan on the vocals there. I want to be your darling here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, in case you're just running into the show for the first time. We've been doing this for a while now, and we sit down here in front of the record player, and we just play great old-time records. Everything on the show is a record, and you can always get in touch with us, make a request or comment or look for a band or a song or whatever. OompaHour@AOL.com is the email address, and of course, there's no spaces or anything, because it's email. OompaHour@AOL.com. And we'll look for a request or do a dedication or whatever you need. But remember, always plan ahead. Give us some time. Sometimes it takes a while to find a song because they're not organized, really. All the records are on shelves, but they're not divvied up. Like if you were to say, I'd like to hear an Eddie Blazonczyk record, it could be anywhere in a total of 8 feet of polka records in the Polish category. There would be 8 linear feet of 45s lined up on the shelves, and all the Eddie Blazonczyk records are mixed right in there with all the rest of them, so it takes a while to find a record sometimes. That's the way we like it, though. It gives us good variety. You never know what you're going to get on the Oompa Hour. In fact, I just realized that Johnny Pecan record actually took care of our waltz for the show. We always try to have at least one waltz in there, so now the pressure's off, because we've already done one, so that's good. Have the Ellinger Combo up next. Here's the Don't Wander Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, the Don't Wander Polka there, the Ellinger Combo from Texas here on the Oompa Hour today. And I just realized we're going to have another waltz in the show today. That's two waltzes, one show we're kind of showing off, but I've got a Whoopi John waltz coming up here in a little bit that I had forgot that I already got off the record shelf for the show today. So Whoopi John fans, stand by for that, because I feel like it's been a long time since we played Whoopi John. And I'm sure it hasn't been, but it feels like it. I have Frankie Yankovic coming up in the show today doing Who Stole the Kiska? Yes, I do. And I have that coming up because it seems like I always play that. So I always try to skip it. And it seems like I've been skipping it a lot, and it's probably time to play it. So that's on the way, too. Lawrence Dukow up next, though, with the Red Raven Orchestra and the Cracker Jack Polka. Cracker Jack Polka, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You notice some of these records, you hear some scratches and some dirt and stuff in them. That's because we're playing real records here on the show, many of which are, 40 or 50 years old, and they've been played a lot by people. So you get that authentic old 45 RPM sound on most of these. Once in a great while, we'll pull out an LP or even a 78. But most of this stuff on the show here is great old 45s. And we have one coming up from the Brass Connection here in just a minute. But I have to talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, at the Harrington Arts Center, where there is always a lot of groovy stuff going on. Not only do they have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display in the museum, they have a beautiful concert hall with a lot of activities, concerts happening throughout the year. In fact, their new calendar of events is up now as we're getting into spring and summertime, and they have a lot of things going on, as always, at a World of Accordions Museum in the Harrington Arts Center. And I encourage you to visit their website. And I always have the old website in front of me, which is accordionworld.org. And when you get there, of course, there's a link to take you to the updated website that has the calendar of events and a lot of new pictures and a lot of great stuff for you to check out. Great place, though, for you to for you to stop if you're traveling or maybe make it a destination. You know, in the Duluth Superior area, there's a lot of great things to do. You can head up the north shore of Lake Superior. There's lighthouses and hiking trails and fabulous waterfalls and campgrounds and all kinds of groovy stuff. But you can start it all out down there in Superior at a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. Check it out. Find out more. www.accordionworld.org. When you get there, follow the link to the new website and check it out, because you will be amazed. And I wouldn't kid you, for Pete's sake, so check it out. All right, I promise you the Brass Connection coming up. This is the Devil and Jerry Darlac Polka.
The devil went to Chicago. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. Come across this young boy squeezing the box and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a bar stool and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I play concertina too. And if you care to take it there, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good box, boy, but give the devil's due. I got a box of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." Now the boy said, "My name's Jerry, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town, and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he squeezed that golden box. He pulled that box apart so hard that it made an evil hiss. And when his band of demons joined in, it sounded something like this. "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done." Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden box on the ground at Jerry's feet. Jerry said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I've told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town, and the devil is a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Great song there. The Devil and Jerry Darlac Polka there. That's the Brass Connection here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. There have been other people who've done a take on that. I know the Mrozinski brothers did one. They called it The Devil Came Up to Minnesota. Basically, the same kind of arrangement, just a different state, I guess. We've played that one before. Maybe we'll try that one for next week. Should we plan that? Get together next week and we'll do The Devil Came Up to Minnesota just so we can compare them. Why not, huh? All right, why not? We'll throw another waltz in here, because I did have Whoopi John, but they're so excessively German. And I still have the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band coming up with a polka for us here in a little bit, who are also excessively German, so stand by for that. But we try to mix it up here with all the ethnicities we can find here on the Oompa Hour. We are not partial to any particular style or ethnicity of old-time music. We just don't care. We'll play them all. So if there's anything we're missing, it's like, you know, I never hear any records by so-and-so, by all means, let us know. Email the way to do that, oompahour@aol.com. Also, we're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour when you get there, so if you want to check that out. Let's do a little waltzing, though. Here's Whoopi John and the orchestra.
But Augustine, come and join the band, and we'll sing and dance. That Ach du lieber Augustine, that's my schönest melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes oompa so schwein, my heart will answer with each oompa beat. Cause I love to sing that Ach du lieber Augustine, Ach du lieber Augustine, ain't it so grand?
Whoopi John and the orchestra singing Octoliber there, and I know some of you were. I could hear you. I really couldn't, but I just like to make you think I can. All right, we have more old-time records to play here on the Oompa Hour. Not even halfway through the show this week yet, so we'll just keep cranking them out here. Let's go to Andy Berry and the Woodside Dynatones. This is the Night Owl Polka.
We'll be right back.
right, there you go. That is the Night Owl Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I say we try a little experiment today. I grabbed a little Wally record here to give a spin, and I always play the bartender song, which is what's on side A of the record. I never play the other side. I can't even remember how the other side goes. And I think that the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, to turn the record over and not go with the favorite side that we always play and play the B-side, which is called Balloon. Yes, Balloon, Little Wally, and the Harmony Boys. There, Little Wally, Harmony Boys, and Balloon here on the Oompa Hour. Yes, we get together every week, and we basically play great old-time records for about an hour, so I'm glad you're along with us today. Now, last week, we played a tune by the Sauerkraut, the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band, and it wasn't really a polka. It was certainly old-time, just by the way they played it, but it wasn't really a polka, and I told you that this week we'd pull the record out and play a polka. So, by golly, we're going to do that. We have the Hortense Polka, actually, and now I want to point out this is the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band. Not the Sauerkraut Band, like the food, but they're sauerkrauts is what they are. So here they are with the Hortense Polka. We'll be right back. All right, Hortense Polka there with the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Boy, that's an old beat-up kind of scratchy record, but I think that just, it's like when you find a classic antique item and it's got a lot of patina, you know. Some of these records are the same kind of deal. All right, I promise you, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks was one of those standard songs that everybody knows. Who Stole the Kishka?
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole a kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. He hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka. He found the kishka. He found the kishka. Yasho brought it back.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. Who Stole the Kishka? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records every week here on the show like we do. I've noticed I'm not telling a lot of stories, wasting a lot of radio time this week. I'm playing records instead. Do I even have any interesting stories? No, I have no. I have nothing interesting going on this week. I'm actually on vacation from work this week, and I'm doing nothing. Going no place, doing nothing except puttering around the house. How's that for a waste of vacation, huh? But it sure is low stress. I'm starting to kind of like this idea. It's making retirement look like a much groovier thing down the road here. I'm telling you, I will not be retiring from the Oompa Hour anytime soon. But from getting up and going to work every day, yeah, it's starting to look like a pretty good idea. So we did it. We celebrated our 30th anniversary, me and the wife, this week. That was pretty cool because it's amazing how fast 30 years goes by. And we were talking about stuff over 30 years, and it all just seems like it was yesterday. And I guess that's a pretty good sign. So anyway, we were pretty tickled about that. So none of the kids did anything amazing. Nobody bought us a trip to Hawaii or anything. But that's perfectly fine, too, because that's just more stress anyway. All right, time to spin another record here on the Oompa Hour. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins are right here in my hand. Well, they're not. The record is, though, on Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, of all places. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and Old Pappy Time.
Stealing constantly.
Big L, Cousin Fuzzy, and his cousins there, an old pappy time here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week. That's what we do. We sit here and spin these great old-time records. And I'm sorry, but we're going to have another waltz in the show today. Really slowing it down, aren't we? Don't you just, you know, and don't you just feel the pace is slowing down? No, for some reason, the waltz just doesn't do it. I have Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman here, and this is the Winter Garden Waltz. There you go, the Winter Garden Waltz, Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman here in Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I do believe earlier in the show I mentioned Eddie Blazonczyk, because I was talking and saying, you know, if you needed an Eddie Blazonczyk record, it would be somewhere up there in that 8 linear feet of Polish-style polkas. And I thought, well, as long as I'm talking about him, and the fact that I happened to randomly grab an Eddie Blazonczyk record out of that 8 linear feet of Polish-style polka records, I thought, hey, why not? And I was talking about how the wife and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary this week, and I thought, wow, what better time to play the Gettin' Old Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Stary, ja se stary, moja broda siwa, która pójdzie za mnie, która pójdzie za mnie, będzie nieszczęśliwa. Która pójdzie za mnie, która pójdzie za mnie, będzie nieszczęśliwa. Stary, ja se stary, stary jak motyka, ale jak zaśpiewam, ale jak zaśpiewam, nie trzeba słowika. Ale jak zaśpiewam, ale jak zaśpiewam, nie trzeba. trzeba słowika. Jak ja byłem młody, miałem 20 lat. Kochałem muzykę, kochałem panienki, kochałem róży kwiat. Kochałem muzykę, kochałem panienki, kochałem róży kwiat. Teraz jestem stary, już lat 60 mam. Kwiaty jeszcze lubię i dobrą muzykę panny jeszcze kocham. Kwiaty jeszcze lubię i dobrą muzykę panny jeszcze kocham.
Blazonczyk and his Versatones there, and the Getting Old Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, I have no idea what he was singing, but I know that there are hundreds of you out there that understood every single word of that fine Polish vocals there from the Versatones here on the Zumpa Hour. And let's see what we got going on here. I'm slightly disorganized today, like I am most weeks when we get together for the show. I start out organized with a nice big old pile of records, and we're going to really have it together, and then it just never seems to pan out. But I do have Gary Kent now to do the Chalet Polka.
There's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades. Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, you're surfing around on the internet. Look them up there, the International Polka Association. I think we got time for a couple more tunes in the Oompa Hour this week. How about Romy Gaz, the Polka King? And this is the Barbara Polka. Barbara Polka, Romy Gaz, the Polka King, says so on the record anyway. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And while that was playing, I got up to find a record that I wanted to play that I couldn't find. So we'll have to work on that for next week. But I did stumble on this completely ridiculous record. Here are the Singing Wabbits.
Pony boy, why are you so weary? Take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry.
Cheers. pony boy, why are you so weary? Take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get her in a hurry.
The Old Gray Mare, sung by the Singing Wabbits, wrapping up Tim Zumpa Hour for another week here. I don't know where they come up with these things, but I guess you could have danced to that like you could any other old-time record, huh? I don't know. I'd like to see the Singing Wabbits on stage doing that. They'd probably start out with six of them. By the end of the song, there'd be nine of them. I don't know, but anyway, yikes. I should shut up and let the theme song play, don't you think? I certainly think so.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful and sunshiny downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week, of course, right here. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody. That's the first time I ever ran out of theme music before I got to get that little ending in there. Wait a minute. We're having a do-over on the ending here, all right? Here, let's see what we can't do. I'm serious now, for Pete's sake. All right, here we go. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.